Jeeves.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning, and it is a little chilly out there. If you were heading out the door, it's weird because you get into that the way the temperatures have kind of been up and down a little bit. Not that it's been overwhelmingly warm, but what's really been kind of a factor is the wind, right? We had one day where it was, what was it, like 34 degrees, but windy. And then the next day where it's 34 degrees, but there was no wind. And when it was windy, you feel like it's freezing. And when there's no wind, you're like, I should go for a nice 1 mile walk here before I go back into the building. But it's, you're going to just deal with that this time of year. You know, it's up and down, up and down. And even when the temperature is consistent, it never feels exactly the same, right? But I'm looking outside and I'm seeing that there's still some frost out there, still some snow on the ground in some spots, but the roads are mostly okay. Just be careful. There might be some slick spots in some areas. What's a little bit concerning is the weather that's coming up on Sunday, where it's gonna start to snow Sunday evening. And the current prediction from ABC6 right now is, you know, maybe 1 to 3 inches overnight, Sunday into Monday. Not a big deal at all, except that on Saturday it's going to rain. So we're going to be dealing with a wet ground and then some snow on top of it. So you're going to think to yourself, oh, that couple of inches of snow isn't a big deal. I can just drive right out and drive like I normally drive. What's an inch or two of snow? But there's probably going to be a layer of ice underneath it. So just keep that in mind. Make sure if you get a chance Sunday before the snow starts to fall, go out and throw some salt down or whatever you use so that it'll help keep that layer of ice down underneath. I had a house where I lived in that had a driveway that was a hill. And that's what taught me to make sure, a hill that went downhill when you were coming out of the house. So I made sure after the first time I took a tumble and slid down that driveway, oh yeah, I want to throw that salt out before the snow comes down. I would use that the ice melt stuff that would heat up and stay warm and would kind of keep some of the snow from forming. But I always said, "Hey, listen, if I'm a rich person, I don't need a giant mansion. You know, I don't need to live in an $18 million home on the water or anything like that. No. I can live in a perfectly, I'd probably just buy a big old creepy Victorian, but I can be happy in a normal house, but there's one amenity that I need. I need to be able to flip a switch when it snows, just flip a switch in the garage and have the driveway heat up and the snow melt. They did that at the field at Gillette Stadium. I mean, it doesn't work exactly, but you certainly get less snow on the field because they have these I don't know exactly what you call it, but these lines, you know, basically like the way your defroster works on the back windshield of your car. It's got those lines where when you turn it on, those lines warm up and it melts the ice or the snow that's behind it. Well, the same thing happens with the Gillette Stadium field. They have these underground lines going across it that when they turn it on, it will melt the snow. And I want a driveway that does that. But then I guess if I had that kind of money, I'd just have somebody else come and take care of it. 508-996-0500. So an interesting thing, and I realize this, Gazelle wrote the story, we had it at WBSM.com last night, where they made the announcement before, well, it was sometime yesterday afternoon. Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech made the announcement. They were having a girls basketball game between Dartmouth and Voc-Tech. And as you know, the last Dartmouth girls basketball game, there was a fight that broke out between Dartmouth and Durfee that ended up getting the game. You know, they ended the game. They said that they had to clear everybody out. And they awarded the game to Dartmouth because they were ahead. So Voc-Tech put in some entry restrictions for last night's game, just hours before the game. And this is the announcement that they made. Only Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech and Dartmouth students will be allowed entry into tonight's basketball game. Students must have their ID for entry. Anyone who does not have their ID will not be allowed into the game. No exceptions. And the principal told Gazelle, "We just want to have a fun game and let the kids play basketball in a safe, in safe and secure surroundings." But I have a question, and I should have probably asked Gazelle this question, but you know, he's on the air now. Well, maybe I'll catch him during the next break or something. But did that mean only students were allowed to go to the game? That only students, like no adults, were allowed in the building? Because adults were part of the problem in that fight that happened. We also have a woman from Taunton who was just arrested at a ice hockey game in Foxborough for assaulting the officials, like walking onto the ice and assaulting the officials. And I think they had to take another parent out too. So was this just the kids were allowed, nobody, or were they saying that the only students that were going to be allowed in were going to be students from those two schools, that if somebody, if a student came from another school like Durfee looking to get revenge, that they wouldn't be allowed in? It's not clear to me from the article or from the statement, so I'll have to ask Gazelle when I get a moment. Or maybe somebody out there went to the game or knows somebody that went to the game and knows the answer to that question. 508-996-0500. But is that what we're going to have to get to? We had an incident when I was in high school with somebody who came as a date with someone to a school dance who was not a student at the school. And it turned out that he had an issue with one of the kids that were at the school, and they got into a fight during the dance. And I don't know if that was a pre-existing issue. I don't remember if that was a pre-existing issue between the two of them or if it happened during the course of the dance. But they got into a fight. And then the school made it a rule that students from other, I mean, it didn't last long, but for the next dance, you weren't allowed to bring anybody from another school. Only Wareham High students were allowed to attend that dance. Now, the problem with that was there were a lot of people, a lot of kids, students who had a boyfriend or a girlfriend who went to Upper Cape. And they're Wareham residents. They're people that live in town. They went to school together up until high school started, and then one went to Wareham High and one went to Upper Cape. And in Wareham, there's a lot of neighborhoods where, you know, you might live, you might live on a street where you go to Wareham schools and then your neighbor down the street goes to Old Rochester schools. So kids want to be able to bring people from Old Rochester or Bourne. So eventually the school had to lament and, you know, get rid of that rule, but they tried to push that. So I don't know the exact details, but I'll try to get them from Gazelle unless somebody knows. And then another thing that we've been talking about this morning is I'm asking the question because of the TikTok controversy, which the current thinking is that between the Biden and Trump administrations, they're not going to enforce this ban. And that even if they did enforce the ban, it just makes the app get pulled from the app stores. It doesn't mean that it's going to disappear from your phone. Eventually, it won't work anymore because you won't have the latest version and the latest updates. But sometimes apps can work for a long time without getting an update. And in fact, ByteDance would probably find a way to make it so that you could continue using that version of TikTok and still have access to everything that TikTok can do. You know, you might not get the latest filters and the latest templates for videos and things like that, but you'll still be able to access the app. You'll still be able to watch videos, create videos, upload videos. The interesting thing will be, if the ban did go through, would ByteDance then no longer honor its revenue agreements with the content creators that live in the United States? So yeah, you might still have access to TikTok, but the things that you do on it, if you're somebody who's utilizing it as a revenue stream, you're not going to get paid for it anymore. I don't know that to be true, but that could quite be the case. They can say, yeah, you can upload all the videos you want, but the revenue is over for you because you live in the United States. And then you'll find out which content creators really do it because they love it and which ones were doing it because they were making money off of it. I mean, if you don't think it can't lead to a successful career, if you don't think TikTok can make somebody a millionaire, look at Michaela Nogueira, former WBSM intern. And I've said this before. I remember her sitting in my office with me and, you know, we're just talking about her future goals as, you know, she's working on something and I'm working on something and just having a conversation back and forth. And she says, you know, what I really would love to do is I'd love to do makeup for a living. Like, I'd love to, and I'm like movie makeup? No, just the makeup that I do every day. Like, I'd like to just get paid. I was like, that's not a job. You can't get paid for just doing makeup on yourself. That's not a job. And now she's a millionaire and I'm still wondering, how is that a job? But she's doing very well. And it's because of TikTok. She started making TikTok videos during the pandemic about makeup and they took off. And now she has partnerships with makeup companies and other brands, endorsement deals. She gets flown all around the world, hangs out with celebrities. All because she started making TikTok videos. So yeah, it can turn into something. That's a person from the South Coast. We also have other South Coasters who are huge TikTokers and have built careers for themselves. Zachariah Porter. Numerous others from both this immediate area and Massachusetts in general. So what happens if they no longer can get paid for the content that they create? Do they still create content? There's still the benefit of being able to make those videos and getting bookings for other things. And creating TikTok videos allows you to, you can feed those videos over to Instagram and make revenue there. I don't know. But anyway, they are learning. There's a lot of people who were big TikTokers who are going over to other apps and learning that there's other platforms to spread their brand across. And that led me to ask the question this morning, what's one thing you've recently learned to live without that you never thought that you could? And I use the example for myself, Coca-Cola. I never thought that I drank Coca-Cola like people drink water. When we were a kid, when we were kids, we would have there was like one big cup that we had, like one big travel cup. You know, now everybody has these giant travel cups they bring with them everywhere. We had one, and we would fill it with soda, with Coke, bring it into the car, and we would like pass that around. When somebody was thirsty, you asked for a sip of the soda. And we had soda with every meal. No, well, not every meal, not with breakfast, but like if when we sat down for dinner, that's what everybody drank. And we went out to eat, that's what we ordered. And then I started working in kitchens and I had access to as much Coke as I wanted to drink, and I would just drink it constantly. And I was just going through it like it was, well, water. And so when I had to quit, I never thought that I could. And I, well, not quit, but cut back. I never thought that I could. And now I've gone weeks without having a soda at all. And I don't even think about it. And I'm sure there are people out there who thought, you know, I can never quit smoking. And then they're able to, and they say, I never thought I'd be able to do this, but it turns out that I could. I was talking to somebody yesterday who said that they thought they could never quit smoking weed. But they were having some other issues, and they said, you know, I'm going to see how much this is affecting it and see if that helps. Because I thought it was helping the problem, but it might actually be making the problem worse. And so they stopped and said that exact phrase to me. I never thought that I'd be able to stop it, but I was able to. I know people who cut the cord. They said, I never thought I'd be able to live without cable television. Because I didn't think I could ever figure out how to stream what I wanted to watch and be able to find what I wanted to watch. And then, you know, people that are in their 70s, 80s that have said, oh, I've cut the cord. Now I just stream everything now. So that's the question I'm asking you. What's one thing you've recently learned to live without that you never thought that you could? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break here and be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. 508-996-0500. And we'll still take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Asking people to send in an open line voicemail saying your name, where you listen from, how you listen, whether it's on the app or on the stream, WBSM.com or on AM or on FM, and telling us what you love most about listening to WBSM. And everybody that sends one of those in, I'm going to enter you in to a drawing to win a Seize the Deal certificate. So all you got to do is open up the WBSM app, hit that open line button, record your message, send it on over, and check it out. All right, we are going to go into the newsroom now and get an update on all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A ceasefire deal reached in Gaza. New labels possible on alcohol sold in the United States. And a visionary director is warmly remembered.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced today that a deal has been reached to pause fighting in Gaza and secure the release of hostages. The agreement, which is set to free dozens of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, will also allow displaced Palestinians to return to their homes. But tensions within Netanyahu's government continue, with hardline ministers like Itamar Ben-Gvir threatening to quit over the ceasefire deal. The agreement comes after Israeli airstrikes killed at least 72 people in Gaza Thursday, while negotiations with Hamas had reportedly stalled over last-minute demands. Despite internal challenges, Netanyahu set to convene his cabinet to finalize the deal later today. On his first day back in office, Donald Trump has promised a series of bold actions, including launching the largest deportation effort in U.S. history and closing the border to illegal immigration. Trump has also vowed to end birthright citizenship through an executive order, though it remains unclear whether he can achieve that without a constitutional amendment. Additionally, he plans to impose hefty tariffs on imports imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, aiming to reshape trade dynamics and reduce illegal crossings. While many of the promises face significant legal and political hurdles, Trump's day one agenda sets the stage for an aggressive push on immigration, trade, and energy policy. The U.S. Treasury Department has proposed new rules requiring labels on wine, spirits, and malt beverages to include alcohol content, nutritional information, and allergen warnings. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau is seeking public input on the proposals, which would add an alcohol facts box similar to food nutrition labels. Additionally, labels would need to list common allergens like milk, eggs, and peanuts. While companies have been allowed to voluntarily include this information, advocates say mandatory labels are necessary for consumer safety. Public comments will be accepted through April 16th, with rules set to take effect in 5 years. In a high-profile legal battle, actor and director Justin Baldoni is suing his co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds for defamation and extortion over their involvement in the film It Ends With Us. Baldoni, along with his production company Wayfarer Studios, is seeking at least $400 million in damages, alleging that Lively and Reynolds manipulated the film's marketing and spread false claims of harassment against him. The lawsuit follows Lively's own legal action, accusing Baldoni and others of retaliating against her for reporting harassment. Baldoni denies the allegations, stating that Lively's claims are false and that he made efforts to ensure her comfort on set. The ongoing feud has escalated tensions in Hollywood, drawing attention to treatment on film sets. And David Lynch, the visionary director known for his surreal dark films like Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and the groundbreaking TV series Twin Peaks, has passed away at 78. Lynch, who was diagnosed with emphysema in 2024, reshaped American cinema with his unique, often disturbing storytelling. His works blended horror, noir, and surrealism, creating some of the most iconic and puzzling narratives in modern film and TV. His contributions were recognized with a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2020. His family announced his death, quoting Lynch's own words, quote, "Keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole."
WBSM Sports.
Celtics home at TD Garden tonight to play the Orlando Magic. Game starts at 7. Bruins and Ottawa Senators in Canada Saturday at 3.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny on the South Coast today, a high of 37 degrees. Partly cloudy on Saturday, increasing clouds with early evening rain possible, a high of 45. On Sunday, morning sun followed by afternoon clouds and possible snow overnight into Monday, a high of 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So one thing that might be a little bit extreme is the reaction that is coming to this storage shed that's being built at Fairhaven High School. Check out the story on the WBSM app, but the concern here is, and this is something that I see as an issue when it happens anywhere, but that the concern of a few overrides the betterment for all. And I'll give you a recent example, a somewhat recent example. is when the controversy started over the inflatable water park in New Bedford. I think that it is a well-known thing that it didn't work. I think people understand it didn't work out. The company didn't make money. It wasn't worth them having it here. And I don't think any of that had anything to do with the neighbors who pushed back about it. I think it just nobody wanted to go there to go to an inflatable water park. And I think that the price was too high for the people that live locally. So it turned out to be a bad decision on the part of the company to set up shop there. But when the announcement came that it was going to happen, the neighbors all didn't want it there. And they banded together and tried to push back on keeping it from happening. Because they didn't want something that was going to change. I mean, all right, and I'm not trying to revisit all of that now. And I love everybody that lives down there, so don't call in and get all upset with me. But you didn't want something like that out on your beautiful waterfront view. That's what your real problem was more than anything. You didn't want that out there. You didn't want people coming down and parking in the parking lot to go to it. You didn't want anything that would change your neighborhood. And I think that's what we're getting with this Fairhaven shed story. You're getting a few people that live in the area that don't like the way that it looks, and now they're going to try to make it so it can't happen when it's something that's going to service the entire school body there, or at least the athletic portion of it. So if you haven't driven by it on Route 6, it's kind of sitting in a very unfinished state. It is a storage shed that's being built down by the fence along Route 6. For the football field. And originally they were planning to build bathrooms because they need better bathroom facilities for the games that happen there, especially now that Fairhaven has been doing so well in recent years. You know, a lot of people come out to those games and they want to, and it's not just football teams that use the field either. And they want to be able to have bathroom facilities out there for people to be able to use. And so that was the original plan, but that came in at, you know, they had it budgeted for $500,000. The bid to build bathrooms there was $1.2 million. So they're like, well, we can't afford that. Let's come up with an alternate plan. So they came up with this alternate plan, the school department did, to turn a different area behind the concession stand into bathrooms and then to utilize the building they were going to build as a storage space. And they could get that done within $500,000 because now, because they're just building a storage space, they were able to reach out to Greater New Bedford Voc Tech and use their students to design and build it. So they thought they were doing the right thing by saving the town money and being able to do both, to get bathrooms, to get storage space, and look at this plant. And students get valuable experience. Like, this is going to work out. This is a great plan. Except now some of the neighbors are pushing back and saying that that structure doesn't belong there. That they don't want it there, that it shouldn't be there. People complaining that it blocks the view of being able to pull out of the school onto Route 6 when there's numerous other people who have said, I have no problem pulling out of Route 6, pulling out onto Route 6 and with that building there. So it's a very small group of people that are trying to make a decision. And so they pushed the Zoning Board of Appeals enough that they've revoked the permits for this to continue to being built. And we have the story again on the WBSM app of, well, let me take it back a little bit. The Standard Times had a story about this the other day. Frank Mulligan wrote an extensive piece that gives the whole history of it. But the title of the article, the headline is, Fairhaven officials revoke building permit for, quote, eyesore high school shed, appeal, quote, likely. Now, in Frank Mulligan's story, he doesn't call it an eyesore. That's something that has come from the people who are against it. And Frank doesn't use that word to describe it himself. But the way that headline is written, which I know Frank didn't write, comes across as saying that it is an eyesore. Now, it's not in terms of, you know, how you write and craft a headline, it's referencing a quote from within the story from somebody who called it that. But it's not necessarily clear. So the student who designed, well, former student who's now graduated and is moved on to college, but the student who designed that and kind of was involved in the construction of how far they've gotten so far, took exception to the fact that it was called an eyesore and actually reached out to us to kind of let their thoughts be known. And Michael Rock wrote a great story that you can read on the WBSM app that explains why they're upset about this and also delves into what is the hold up here on getting it completed and why are there these issues that are going on. And again, this is something that would benefit the entire school community, something that wasn't an issue when they were going through the process before. Or else, you know, if somebody had come up and said, hey, we don't want you to build it in that corner, that's not a good idea, then they would have built it somewhere else. And, you know, I've got a solution. I've got a solution. You want to stop the people from complaining about it? Just tell them, all right, well, you want us to take this down and build it somewhere else? Well, then all of the abutters that are complaining about it, you guys can foot the bill for that. You can all be the ones to pay for us to tear this down and recover the materials and be able to build it somewhere else. But this reminds me of the water park all over again. I don't want something that's going to ruin my beautiful view of Henry Huddleston Rogers Castle on the Hill. I don't want something that's going to ruin my ability to sit in my living room and look out the window and watch the high school football game. And sorry. There were people that didn't like the fact they were building an addition onto that school when they had to build an addition. They didn't want to see something that was going to be modern attached to something that was more traditional. And I think they did a good job of making the two work together, but there were people that were against that. So I don't know why this is even a controversy. What power do these people who are complaining have over the Zoning Board of Appeals? Because now this is moving forward. They're going to appeal. The school department is likely going to appeal this. And I've got a strong feeling that if this ends up going to court, those neighbors lose. Because if you can, you're going to have to demonstrate that it keeps people from being able to pull out of the building when every single day you have people that are pulling out of the building with no problem. And part of the complaint is, well, you know, they treat Route 6 like it's a drag strip. They race up and down Route 6. So that makes it more dangerous for somebody to pull out there. But that's not the fault of the school department. If that's the case, then what you got to do is you got to get another stoplight or another stop sign put where that building is. You got to appeal to the state to do that because it's a state road. Wouldn't you be concerned if that was the case about kids walking out of that school every single day and having that happen? Why haven't you done anything to address it before? So this is heating up with a lot of comments on Facebook. The WBSM Facebook page has some comments on it, but even more on the Fun 107 Facebook page. It's something that people have been talking about in the town groups, and I'd be interested in getting your take. 508-996-0500. This sounds to me, and I mentioned this to Chris McCarthy the other day, but this sounds to me like when I was listening to Amy DeCibio from Act for Wales talking about the Supreme Court not taking up the case about the wind turbines off Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. And, you know, I never heard her say the word Wales once until Chris McCarthy brought up the Wales. She was all about how, you know, wind energy isn't really the cure-all that they say it is, and it's not going to generate basically dumping on the wind industry and not really mentioning the whales once. So you know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like you just got a problem with it because it's ruining whatever you think it's ruining, and you're using the whales as an excuse. Like everybody that's against wind, because if you've actually been paying attention, these whale events have been happening long before they even started work out there. And just like that, I think the neighbors are using, oh, well, people can't pull out of the driveway. That's going to be a dangerous thing. No, you just don't want it there. You just don't want it there, and you don't want to look at it, and so you want them to not be able to have it because you don't want your pristine view of Fairhaven High School to be ruined. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
It's going to take time, a whole lot of precious time.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Oh, press the button there. There we go. Good morning. You're Reverend. On WBSM.
Hello, Reverend.
How are you doing?
Good. That took a lot of rings to pick up this time.
I was pushing out the podcast from last hour, so I was looking at the computer.
Oh. So you gave us a confession today.
Which one?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola. A lot of caffeine. You had the regular with the sugar in it and everything?
Oh, yeah. And I would go through that like gallons of it.
That's amazing to me. I would have never even guessed that about you. I know. My favorite was Pepsi, but I have to say I never was a soda drinker, a big soda drinker like that. I mean, all summer would go by, I might have one or two. I never even brought any home. A lot of people don't realize that a big problem is not only in certain foods that we eat, but it's the drinks. The drinks have so much junk. There's a guy living here. I can see him coming in all the time from shopping, and in his little wagon, he's got cases of the Gatorade. People think that's healthy. It's not. That's got that color number, one number of the color, I don't know, 5, 7, whatever. All these different colors that they're trying to stop now. Food coloring and everything else. I don't know. I grew up on the Italian side of my family, so I had been into the pasta, spaghetti, ravioli, and lasagna, all that kind of flowery meat stuff. But I stopped that a long time ago. I don't even know why. I was trying. But then later on, when I found out how the flour stuff was bad for you, and I didn't have an urge to go back to it. But like once a year, if it's my birthday, I'll have a little lasagna or something. And it's not the type of thing that I would get up the next day and say, oh, it's back in my system. Now I got to have it. No, it doesn't do that to me. The chocolate does that. If I go without it for 2 years, which I have, and then once you taste it, it kind of like gets back in your system. Do you think if you tasted Coke, you might want to like buy another one the next day?
No, because I had one a couple of weeks ago when I went out to Frontera with some friends, and I didn't have another one after that.
Yeah. And so, you just ordered it. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Right?
So when we went out, I was going to get a margarita because I was at the Mexican restaurant, and we'd had kind of a long day, and I was like, you know what, maybe I'll get a nice big margarita. And then they asked what they wanted, and Stephanie and Scott both ordered a Coke, and I said, you know what, I'll have a Coke too. And I drank about half of it, and that's it. I haven't thought about it again since.
Now, how long have you not had any Coke besides that?
Like regular Coke.
Yeah, you said you quit the Coke. So how long?
Yeah, I stopped drinking regular Coke. Well, when I started the weight loss medication, I definitely went off of it. I mean, I might have had one or two here and there because, like, if I go out sometimes, like, they don't have Coke Zero. But I've had barely any since 2023, summer of 23.
Yeah, yeah. We realized after we've been off of things for a while, we were, hey, look, I didn't die. I stopped that, and I'm still here, and So there's not only food that people get addicted to, but there's things they do that they can be addicted to.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend that she likes to go to Florida. No big deal. They go. But she's addicted now. She's scraping money here and there. She has to go to Florida all the time. She can't control it. She likes the casino. She's blown so much money over there. That's an addiction, too. It's terrible. I've never seen the inside of a casino except, like, on the Internet. But I don't even have an urge to go over there. I don't want to spend a dime over there.
Yeah, it's, and I'm glad not for I'm me. Like that. Not my thing, that's for sure. I got to just hold you there. I got to hold you there, Mary, because I got to take one more break.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.
And no Coke. Bye now.
All right. Definitely probably won't have one. I don't have any in the house, and I don't plan on leaving the house this weekend if I can help it. We'll be right back.